Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A longtime fugitive from charges of attempted murder for the mob is back in Massachusetts. Enrico Ponzo pleaded not guilty today in U.S. District Court in Worcester to 9 counts of an indictment that was handed down in 1997. Ponzo was arrested last month in a small town in southwestern Idaho, where he had been living a quiet life on the lam among kids and cows. WBUR's David Boeri reports.
With a graying goatee, a bald spot, and a hearing aid, Enrico Ponzo is back home on the range in Massachusetts. Known out in cattle country as Jeffrey J. Shaw, he and the U.S. Marshals at his side flew in from Marsing, Idaho. But his story shouldn't be confused with Lonesome Dove. At 42, Ponzo comes back as a time capsule from a violent era in Boston, when mafia factions were killing each other, and the FBI that was out to get them was infiltrated and corrupted by the mafia's rivals, Whitey Bulger's mob.
At least from the intelligence that we knew and all of the other law enforcement sources that I've interacted with that are aware of him, a very dangerous individual.
Retired State Police Sergeant Bill McGrail tracked drug dealers and gangsters out of the Suffolk County Narcotics Unit in the 1980s. He says that at 20, Ponzo had a reputation for being brutal, hot-headed, and wild.
The group was known to us as We Deliver. There were 2 people in each vehicle, and they would deliver packets of cocaine.
State police reports identified the young Ponzo as a potential shooter for the local mafia. One tip-off? The cops found a silencer and a big gun in his Revere apartment, says McGrail.
It was a machine gun, fully automatic machine gun.
That's hardly in keeping with how one Idaho neighbor described Ponzo as Mr. Mom. People knew him as Jay Shaw in the tiny, high desert town of Marsing. It's in the Snake River Valley, but a neighbor on the other side of the field wouldn't characterize him as a snake.
Just the outgoing, friendly guy. We always kind of thought something was a little different about that deal, but, you know, we never pried.
Sherry Kinney says Ponzo told her he came from New York.
The thing that I thought was kind of strange is that the house and the property and everything was only in his girlfriend's name.
He fixed computers and herded 12 cows and 2 kids while his girlfriend and the mother of the kids went off to work each day. He thought of himself as a cow puncher and a farmer.
True farmers around here don't have 12 acres. They have hundreds, if not thousands, of acres. And, you know, if you didn't think that he was a true farmer rancher, he kind of was a little insulted by it.
He had a lot of guns, but that's Idaho, the neighbors said. The real slinging story was years ago here in Massachusetts with his friend and now convicted drug dealer and mobster Gigi Portala. In a now infamous episode in Boston history, Portala and his crew, including Ponzo, according to accomplices, allegedly tried to assassinate the soon-to-be head of the New England Mafia in June 1989. The target was Cadillac Frank Salemi. The scene, the International House of Pancakes in Saugus. Retired cop Bill McGrail takes us back.
As he got out of his car, shots were fired, and as he continued to flee, they continued to shoot at him.
And they never got out of the car to try to kill Salemi.
That's correct. They tried to shoot cowboy style, and that's all they were. They were cowboys. They were wannabes.
That would come as an insult to Ponzo's neighbors in Idaho. But in Massachusetts, Frank Salemi had nothing but contempt for his would-be assassins.
Hi, Mr. Salemi. Welcome back to Boston. I'm David Boeri.
Several years ago, I tracked Salemi down on the street when he was widely thought to be in the Witness Protection Program. He still hadn't recovered from that shooting. He said Ponzo and Portala didn't have the stones to get out of the car and come after him to finish him off that day. But in a sense, the mafia was already finished off. That he was shot in front of the IHOP, escaped into a Papa Gino's, and some of the perpetrators were arrested at a Kentucky Fried Chicken outlet said it all. Like fast food, the family business had been franchised out. It had become disorganized crime.
Absolutely. You're not trying to get back in the game.
Absolutely. Shame on me if I get back in the game or even attempt to.
Frank Salemi, who'd been lured to his attempted execution that day by an FBI informant, later became a government witness who got out. Ponzo and 14 others were indicted for attempted murder in 1997. He skipped out of the trial, of course, and ended up in his own private Idaho. When his girlfriend left him and he went to court to win custody of the kids last winter, she dimed him out as a fugitive, according to police sources. Now he's back in Massachusetts, and his cows are still in the Snake River Valley. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.